Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And welcome back to this segment. I'm Buddy Shula, and we are here talking about insurance, something that everybody needs. Usually they say, you know, the more you can get, the better. Everything's insured nowadays. We're here with Bob White Sr. from Bob White Insurance to talk about insurance today. You can call Bob White and the Bob White Agency at 836-2222. That's 716-836-2222. 2222. You hear Tom talking about him all the time. But we are going to talk about, first of all, being voted number one insurance agent and agency in the 716. This award is, a lot of people talk about this award in the 716. So your agency won the award, and you won the award as an agent.
Yeah, which was, I was very, very honored, because it really just basically says we run a very good ship. And I really would invite the public to find out why. Why did I get voted? And there were some bigger, prestigious players involved. So I was very honored for that. And I do welcome the public to call us, try us. Why are we? Why did
yeah,
we?
Yeah, well, why are you? Tell.
Well, I think, number one, I like to come out and tell people I care about my client. That's number one. That comes from my heart.
It does, and I see it every time I see you.
I will not allow or put something in somebody's hands that's inferior, or in the event that there's a claim, I got to hide my head. No way. I'm proud of what the clients have, my clients do have. I make sure that in the event that there's a claim, I did my best. I put together the best possible policy to avoid the claim being denied, not enough coverage. And then remember all those TV commercials out there provoking what? Lawsuits. Mm-hmm. So my job is to insulate. And I also look at myself as the quarterback, not the Josh Allens of the world, but the quarterback. Many people are struggling out there. They'll have a Geico auto policy, and they'll have a homeowners with somebody else. They don't have any continuity.
Which is really important, because you don't have to deal with 500 people. You can just deal with one insurance agent and agency like Bob White. Again, 716-836-2222. For transparency, Bob White is my insurance agent, and plenty of people here at the radio station use Bob White Insurance as well, voted number one in the 716. The cool thing about an agent like you is that you do the shopping for the people. They don't have to call 20 different insurance companies. They call Bob White, and Bob White calls all the insurance companies.
Very true, and that's where the broker part comes in. I did spend a lot of my years as a captive agent with one company. I had nowhere else to go when the rates changed, and I had nowhere else to get certain coverages. Nowhere. I lost a client. Now, being a broker, I have every tool that a carpenter would need, if you will, that to make sure that that client is solid and has the right coverages. Again, I go back to when that claim occurs. There's cutting edge coverages that are now coming out that are there. The captives don't offer it. It's called service line. That's the simplest way to put it. But it's your coverage from your street for your water and sewer to your house. We all saw all those, looks like somebody got buried out in somebody's front lawn. That's about a $5,000 to $10,000 bill you're going to incur just to get the water flowing back into your house and the sewer to flow out.
So that's not something the village or town takes care of?
Absolutely not. You are on your own. My neighbor, I came out of my house the other day, and I hear the concrete being banged. I said, oh, somebody's getting a new driveway. No, they were breaking up his sidewalk. They already had the mound dug. He didn't even know he had the service line coverage. By the way, he's my client. He had it. He knocked on his door and he said, Bob, I don't know how to thank you. I'm writing in, it's already written, a $9,200 check for what they just did. Cost him nothing because we put the right stuff in place.
Well, that's what you do. You do that. You know, a lot of people, you know, I don't want to say that everyone's bad or everyone's good, but I do know this. You work very hard individually for each customer you have. Like, I don't have to ask you with my insurance because I can't think of all the coverages. I don't know. I mean, I depend on you to tell me what to do proactively, and you do. You say, you know, okay, buddy, you need this, this, and this. This is becoming very prevalent in the world. This is becoming very prevalent in the world. Here's what you need. The things that I wouldn't even think of asking anybody, you do that. So we're talking about like the service line insurance. What other kinds of insurance that people need that they may not think of?
Younger couples getting involved, first married, you got to start thinking about life insurance. You got a family. And term is one of the policies you can buy. It's very, very inexpensive. Very inexpensive. The underinsured motorist coverage within the auto, that's a neglected policy and coverage is out there. I would say to people to get to know me a little bit better, please go to my website, bobwhiteinsurance.com. Look at my Google reviews. And as a disclaimer, none are related to me. They are truly earned. And the gentleman I was referring to, he's got a Google review on there that saved $9,200.
Well, the thing is that, you know, we're talking to our audience today and we're here with Bob White and Bob White Insurance, not only an agent, an award-winning agent, but an award-winning agency as well. His business, what they do, so you don't have to, is they search 20 different carriers to find the best coverage, the best price, the best value for you. And you know, it's not like you're calling a phone number and it's going to somewhere in Egypt and you're talking to someone who doesn't know you.
We don't have voicemail, by the way, but we don't use that. Someone will answer that phone
At any time of the day. I remember one time you walked in somebody's basement. They have 4 feet of water in their basement and you walked in there to take pictures.
Yeah, I had sewer boots on. Thank God for that. Again, I'm unusual, folks. I'm different. You're not going to find me out there among my peer group. If you've had a policy that's been enforced prior to COVID, for example, you're outdated. Because what has happened is that the cost of materials and the lack of labor, a lot of these homes are underinsured. You cannot replace these houses today versus what they were 3 or 4 years ago. I went and bought a sheet of plywood, 3/4 inch plywood, nothing fancy, $82. One sheet. Maximize that upon a house. Do you think what they bought 10 years ago is going to cover them today?
And that's what I like too. Bob White, you are always updating me, looking at policies, saying, okay, we're in a different year here. Are we all protected for what's going on right now? Do you have enough of this? You know, we need to look at this again just to make sure that it's right. Are we getting the best bang for the buck and the best coverage for this thing that I never thought of? You know, because people, I'm guessing, and I'm one of them, if you didn't remind me, I'm one of them that don't check insurance policies. It's not like I'm reading my favorite book while reading an insurance policy. You know, I don't think about it. So all I know is that I have insurance, but you remind me to check it. Do you find that a lot of times that people call you and they have insurance policies that like from the Stone Age? And
that happens all the time, buddy, all the time. And again, not for nothing, a lot of times the policies get written in these agencies or in an agent's office and they just grow dust. They're outdated. The next policy that is really something that's needed in most cases is an umbrella policy. So an umbrella is another liability policy, $1 million sitting on top of your cars or your home, your boat, whatever else you got, motorcycle. By the way, those extend your headache because there's more things that can go wrong. And upon a lawsuit, and by the way, do you know how many TV commercials between 5 and 6:30 on Channel 2 that are attorney commercials? 7. And there was an 8th one that came in, which won't get into it. They're out of Albany. So they're searching and prodding for, so that's the umbrella. The umbrella policy might run somebody $150 for the year, $200 for the year. That would be like having a get out of jail free card, or your father's the police commissioner. If you got stopped, you can rest assured you're okay. That umbrella policy is a peace of mind for very little money. Most people come to me without one, and they own a boat, and they own a motorcycle.
Well, don't they think they have coverage already on their motorcycle, right?
And they may have, but that's it. Once that policy is exhausted there, the lawsuit's still going on.
Oh, so you're saying if somebody's insured for $300,000, that somebody's going to go after them for $800,000.
Correct.
Okay, that's where the umbrella policy...
That's the extra mill sitting on top, which is your peace of mind, which also gives you the... You can put your head down in the pillow, especially if you got kids. There's another exposure. Statistically, how well does an 18-year-old do driving a car? That's why the rates are like they are. That's another reason for a parent to look. Do you have an umbrella? Well, again, I really think, please, give me a call. Test me. Why did they vote me best agent? Why did they vote me best agency? My staff will bend over backwards. Clients get my cell phone number. You got a claim? You got a water loss on a weekend? I don't know what the client's doing now or today or waiting for a voicemail, but to get my personal cell phone and a response.
Mm-hmm.
I challenge the client. I challenge my peer group.
I challenge them to bring up their policies to you and check to see if you could do better for them with better coverages, stuff that they really truly need, and not this garbage that could be put into a policy to just whip it off and get them insurance and stuff like that. Someone who really scours the policy like you and says, this is, you know, this is your situation, person. This is what you need. You know, when you say like an umbrella policy, that's such a no-brainer. But to me, you know, when I hear that, I think, well, you got to be a bazillionaire, a millionaire to have a million-dollar coverage umbrella, stuff like that. You don't need to be. You just said things about why to have $1 million or more umbrella policy for that covers all kinds of things that the regular insurance won't cover for very little money per year, $200 a year for that?
Buddy, how many people do we know are snowbirds and they go to Florida and they got a condo there? Well, guess what? You got a liability exposure there. I make sure I know that. That gets added to your umbrella. Client has no idea. No idea. Lawsuits are worldwide. They don't just have to be in Buffalo or Williamsville.
Well, people live for them now. I mean, they're that's why, again, you're like a fence of protection around somebody, protecting you from lawyers, protecting you from people who want to feed on something that may have happened. That's what insurance is all about. Insurance is protection, and you do it to the nth. You know, if it's you go way beyond a 10 when it comes to that. So, great interview. Good stuff to know. Bob White Sr., your son, Bobby Jr., is also in your business. He's a great guy. He couldn't be here with us today. But if you need insurance done right, call Bob White. The phone number, 716-836-2222. That's 716-836-2222. You could also go to bobwhiteinsurance.com. And again, this is coming from me. I'm telling you right now that Bob is my insurance agent, and there's no stone unturned here. I rest great. I sleep like a baby at night,
knowing
that I have Bob White in my corner.
Thank you.
Give him a call. Again, the phone number one more time, 716-836-2222 for Bob White Insurance. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.